Hey, everybody, it's Dirty Thursday with the Bullring Boys, brought to you by the River City Speedway. Applause. Gotta love that. Dirty Thursday today, brought to you, by the way, by Northwest Tire in Grand Forks. They're looking to hire a tire technician. You know what? If you're not afraid to show up for work on time and work while you're there after you show up on time, it might be a great job for you. No prior work experience is necessary. Northwest Tire, they're going to train the right people. Great benefit package, too. PTO, health insurance, 401k, and all that stuff. You know, the pay will depend on experience. Stop in at Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive to find out more, or you could call Chad at 701-780-8473 or apply online at nwtire.com. In the studio today with the Bullring Boys, Tommy Hoffland and Robin Anderson, some of the people, just a few of the people that really make the River City Speedway tick. So if you've got any questions or comments, feel free to call us. 701-213-0863 is our number. Text or call. We'll have the phone here. We'll try to answer every question we can. And before we get going, though, too far into the show, it's time for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. I'm fat, okay? But I identify as skinny. I'm fat, but I identify as skinny. I'm what you call trans slender.
It's not any better. It's not any better.
Trans slender.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? You can use that one if you want.
I could use that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why you look at me and say I can use it? You're right. Implying that I'm fat?
No.
Oh.
I didn't even see him come in.
Yeah.
I know. He just slinked his way through. The trans slender people. You don't even notice them.
He took the train.
That is awesome.
We're going to be talking with Robin and Tommy here in just a second.
Yeah.
A couple of things I want to get through first.
Race schedule.
Yeah. You know, around here, and it was funny, we were talking earlier today. I was talking with Heather. Norman County Raceway is going to be the first racetrack in this area to race this year. They will be racing tonight, Military Appreciation Night. The IMCA Sprint Cars are there, Stock Cars, Sport Mods, Hobby Stocks, the INEX Legends, Wasota Midwest Modifieds. Of course, tomorrow night at River City Speedway. Yeah.
Whoa.
Finally going to get things rolling.
About time.
Yeah, it's going to be a regular race night. We'll have the Wasota Street Stocks, the Midwest Mods, the Late Models, and, of course, the NOSA Outlaw Sprints will be there. Devil's Lake was not supposed to have a show this weekend, but they are now.
Yeah, and we had one.
I heard Chad's going to be there.
I'm back in the saddle.
Good. All right.
They wrote me in.
Wingless Sprints, Trophy Class, Pure Stock, Streets, Midwest Mods. And, of course, Greenbush Race Park kicks off Saturday. A-Mod, Streets, Midwest Mods, Pure Stocks.
Just jigging away.
And
just
Lightning Strix.
It's all about love.
Stops.
It's all about love.
Love.
Huh? It's good stuff.
Love. Oh, yeah.
It's a great schedule. And it's exciting now that we have awesome days. So there's a little threat of little rain in there.
But hopefully it'll hold off till late
beautiful
Saturday
outside.
Night.
Yeah, it's beautiful outside. Yeah.
Couple of things, too, before we get rolling here. Oh. Don't forget, I have got these tickets for Forks Karting Association, which, by the way, they had a non-points night last night. They finally got rolling. But
looked really good, too.
These tickets are awesome. You could win $1,000. You could win $100, $250, or $500. They're only $10. If you know anybody that wants one of these tickets, just stop into the studio here.
Yeah.
And, okay, we'll go around. Ooh. See, look at that.
Look at that.
Okay.
There.
Oh, my turn.
Is it your turn?
Hold on. Can I borrow that?
You need two?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Oh. Now we'll go to Tommy.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. And then Chad. How about that?
This is mine. Everybody knows, it's not opened. It's very cold and very tempting, but I'm drinking this.
Okay, well, this is mine.
And it's open.
And it is open. And it's cold. And it tastes delicious. Half Brothers Brewing Company.
That's
home
so
of the
cool.
Bullring. River City Speedway Golden Ale. You will be able to find it now. And thanks to Scotty Iverson for helping getting that thing going.
Hey, Scotty! Woo, Scotty boy!
I don't think Scotty gets enough love.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
He works
just as hard as Tommy does.
Yeah. Yeah, he was whining this morning.
Fair to Midland.
Fair to Midland?
Yeah, Tommy don't work that hard. Don't think he's that.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I got a golf cart.
It's overrated.
So does Scotty. I keep taking it from him.
Wow.
Also, the Speedway Spud.
You got a golf cart
new.
This year?
My own.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm looking for one. You can find a cheap one for me.
Good luck finding one of those.
Yeah, I know. You used to be able to get them for nothing, and now I, anyway.
Yeah.
First off, to my left, Robin Anderson. How are you, Robin?
I'm good.
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I don't really know much about myself.
and you even did, oh, you did open your beer. Okay.
Oh, mine's open.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, born and raised around here. Where are you from?
Here.
You've been around racing your entire life.
Kind of, yeah.
And you do a lot of things at the River City Speedway. And we're going to get to that soon.
Now I will be, yes.
Yeah.
A little more.
Okay. Yeah. And directly across from me, how about that? Tommy's here. Tommy Hoffman. How you doing, man?
Great. How about you?
You know, he complains so damn much about not getting to watch the show or getting any shout-outs on the show, and it's because he has a flip phone. He can't watch
he has a flip phone. Can't even watch it.
Best phone in the world.
And so now he's on the show.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Do you have a computer at home?
What's that? That's something I should know about?
For a start, it's a good way to watch a show.
Is it really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you'll hear from guys like Donnie Mack and guys that are watching that'll say, oh, Tommy, you knocked it out of the park. Like that.
Yeah.
And by the way, Donnie Mack, we're going to get him back on the show one of these days, too.
He's a hoot, too.
I get more calls for Donnie Mack and Tom Corcoran than any other race car driver that we've had on the show. And, you know, I will admit, I've tried to get every single Mack that has ever raced on this show.
Yeah.
And the last person in the world I thought that would come on would be Donnie.
Yeah.
And he knocked it out of the park, man. I mean, that was an incredible show. We could have spent 2 or 3 hours with him.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
He's a champ.
He is a champ.
That was the first one.
Okay,
guys. Yeah.
He is awesome.
There's only one Donnie.
Okay.
That's right.
There's only one
Donnie. We were watching the pre-show show,
the intros
and stuff, and we're looking at Shane Romling's wreck, and him and I looked at each other like, we remember that one, because we were both, he was, if you guys don't know who Tommy is by now, he's everywhere at the racetrack, fixes almost anything. Well, he even fixes the PA for us.
Oh, he tries.
So, I mean, the guy is everywhere. And then we all we do is tease him.
Yeah.
I never see him.
You never see him?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's because I hibernated.
He's behind the scenes.
Yeah. Definitely.
If my hiding spot.
Big wrecks at the front, you know, we're always up there, zip ties, and we're always working together trying to get things put together to get the show back rolling again. He'll go, he fixed lights. He's everywhere.
Well, I run into Tommy a lot of times in the mornings when he's on his way to the racetrack. And this is usually before 7 a.m.
Right.
When I see him. So I know he spends a lot of time there. Let's see. Perry's watching. John, Jack, Robert's great. Tom, that was from Jack Croker, by the way. Helen's watching.
Jack, Marty. My boyfriend.
Okay, here.
That crushes
we'll
me.
We'll show you a little love, though. Marty Clavis says, Tommy, love ya.
Are you buying meatballs?
Marty? Hey, Canadians are going to start coming down tomorrow. Dick says, see you tomorrow, Tommy.
Can't wait to see you guys.
And John Beauregard says, Tommy does one hell of a job. Much, much respect.
Thank you. They're showing you
some love there, buddy.
Appreciate that.
See?
How did you get your start out at River City Speedway?
I was talking to Linus one day, and we were talking about Little Canada, if we could straighten that out, you know, get more campers for the big shows in there and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just one thing led to another, and then I started helping Alice with the big shows and stuff.
Yep.
And getting information off of him and stuff, and then he retired. And
now you're the man. Now
you
recently retired too, is that correct?
2 years ago.
Okay, and what did you retire from? What did you do?
US Foods.
Oh, okay.
Drove truck.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so now you're like basically for 5 months out of the year, full-time River City Speedway.
Yeah, well, I was sitting at Mesa there, and I heard you guys, whenever Tommy comes back, we can get things going. Well, I came back too early.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, I ran into him when he got back to town, and I said, do the guys at the Speedway know you're here? And he said, no, and don't tell them. Yeah. It'd be nice to have a little bit of a break.
Right.
Now, Robin, you are going to be doing more this year.
Yes.
What did you do last year? And then try to figure out what you're going to be doing this year. Because I know you're not really quite sure.
Back gate
everything. Last year, yeah, pretty much the back gate was there. So I'll still be at the back gate. I'll start out at the back gate.
Right.
So Jack Croker, if you're still listening, you know, being you made a nice comment, I'll be especially nice to you and smile. No.
Charging double.
Double. And then after that, I guess from what I understand, I mean, it's going to be like a trial, you know, I mean, it's going to be a work in progress.
First night always is.
So then I'll eventually make my way to work on the trailer in the middle to get that going and then go upstairs.
Okay.
Where you will be. And then where Kim and Jeremy are, and help them.
So are you doing?
I will help with MRP, my race pass.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, this is kind of cool. All four of us here work at River City Speedway. None of us race. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Tommy, when you first showed up at the track for the first time this year, it was a harsh winter.
Yep.
It was a bad winter.
Yep.
What did it look like out there?
Yep.
Where's that change deal there? I don't know if I got any money.
I got some to borrow.
Actually, you know what, though? It did not look too bad. Me and the boys, we cleaned her up in the fall there, and it looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. I was pretty surprised, actually.
Yeah, I mean, when we showed up for Test and Tune, I was amazed. Normally, you know, you go up there for the first time. Yeah. Things have been sitting all year, you know, all winter, but... yeah, and Test and Tune went well. A couple of glitches, but, you know, that's the way it is every year.
Yeah, you always have gremlins every now and then, right?
Sure.
Get the first couple races under your belt, and then everything's back to normal.
Yeah, but, in fact, as soon as we get out of here, I'm going back to the Speedway. We got to do some more stuff there. But, we got more Canadians.
Maybe what?
We're going to bond.
Oh. We're going to bond, yeah.
I'm jealous.
What?
Oh, wait.
Whoa. You got nothing to say to that?
Nope.
Well, that,
nope.
Wow. My job is done.
Wow.
I only got 50 cents.
How in the heck did you do that?
I don't know.
I'm speechless.
But I don't know how to write that down. I got to figure out. I just shut him up.
Daryl, one of our Canadian buddies. Good morning, Bullring Boys. Tommy always sets up nice in the motorhome. Hey, Tommy, see you soon. All right.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I really, I mean... we miss the Canadians.
We do.
You know what I mean? Good people.
Yes.
You know, treat you with respect. And
I almost need to get to the racetrack earlier because I always try to get to the pits before we start the show. And as I'm going through the little Canada area there, I get stopped and then stopped and then stopped and then stopped. Robert, you need a drink. You want something to eat? You need a drink. You want something to eat?
Right.
You know? And pretty soon you're good friends with these guys. Yeah. And when it comes to this, I mean, being involved around racing, Robin, you've been around this forever. Tommy, you've been doing this for a long time. Of course, we all have. But the friends you make at racetracks is crazy, isn't it?
It's a family.
And I mean, talk about that constantly. It's always a family thing, you know. And we can all go out there, and that's another person we can lean on.
Sure.
You know, if I'm having a rough night or something, and I go over to Tommy, he can tell me a joke, and we're back to good. And we got a little hug, and we're on our way again. Yep. You know, it's just... It's so cool the respect everybody has out there for each other.
And the people that come out there, you know, before the shows and stuff like that, for the big shows, the people, Tommy, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You want me to pick up garbage? You want me to do this? I mean, it's just absolutely just neat.
Yeah. You don't see that at any other.
It's all about the Speedway.
Right. You don't see that at any other venue either. No, you really don't. Nope. That's why this is pretty unique.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's an awfully neat place.
Yes.
Robin can't see up there, but we got a text.
Robin can't see. She's wearing glasses.
From Samantha that says, "Tell my mother to get back to me, please. It's important, or I will embarrass her on the show."
Uh-oh.
Watch the speed dial go now.
Look at it.
What's going on?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no crazy pictures, Samantha. Well,
all right.
You act like Darren called. Oops. Sorry, Darren. Do I get a raise?
Do I get a raise?
Is Darren listening?
Who knows?
Hey, Darren, are you listening?
Yeah.
We need to know. Oh, by the way, Bill, I didn't punch out for this, so.
I'm just good. Saying. Well, it is sponsored by River City Speedway, you know.
Well, you know.
You're promoting. Still, you're promoting right now.
Maybe
you're
the
PR.
I wonder if I could get punch in from 11 to noon on Thursdays.
Yeah.
You are at the racetrack. A lot.
All day.
5 days a week, six, seven, depending on what shows are coming up.
Yep.
What people don't realize, though, Tommy, is you know, not only you guys. I mean, we've got concession stand workers. Yeah. We've got track guys that work on the track. Oh, yeah. Usually, a lot of the times on Friday night when racing's done, there are times where you guys, as soon as the crowd's out, you're back to work already.
Yep.
And it's like, do you get to take weekends off if there's no shows, or and then just plug away Monday through Friday, or how does that always work?
We try to do it Monday through Friday. A lot of times on a normal week, I try to give the guys Friday off.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kick butt on Monday through Thursday. Sometimes I'll go out there on the weekend, pick up garbage, you know, and stuff like that. Gramson's crew, I don't know what the River City Speedway would do without them guys.
Yeah, right.
That man is unbelievable.
Jeez. Is that Obergrams?
Yeah. It's Robert Coney.
Okay, okay.
And then Chris Obergon.
Yep.
John Obergon.
Okay.
They come in and clean it up, and everybody's gone.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal job.
And, and you know, it's not like people drink beer there or make a mess, you know?
Yeah, there's not popcorn everywhere.
Yeah, people don't, you know, people use their garbage cans, right?
Oh, for sure they do. Yeah. I mean, they always take a load down every time they go down to get something new.
You want to rephrase that?
No.
No?
No, that's supposed to be funny, so yeah. Well, take a load down?
I don't know if I want to
release
take
a load.
Down. Well, I mean.
Release a load?
Yeah.
Could be a poopy deal.
It could be a poopy deal.
I want to get... I want to give a shout out to Shawnee, and I feel bad, Tommy. In our promo leading up to the show, we had your name spelled wrong.
That's all right.
And we pronounced it right. We just spelled it wrong.
We're not.
I'm going to blame it on the people that aren't here right now that did that.
Yeah. At least you tried.
Yeah, we tried.
You know,
all we got to say is Tommy.
Yeah,
and they know who we're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah. So did you get this thing figured out?
Maybe, kind of. Still working on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mom job never stops.
You know, it can text and be on the radio at the same time.
Sure you can.
Whoa. Right.
Can multitask.
You can't.
No. We'll see tomorrow night.
You cannot text and talk the same time.
Yes. Seriously?
You can't. Not with that flip phone.
Why?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I got a speaker on there.
No.
I do.
So you have one of the high-tech flip phones.
It is.
I'm jealous.
What? I'm
gonna just keep panning over to Chad because watching him laugh is funny.
He's kind of cute though when he does it. Isn't
he? This is what I go through on Friday night right here.
Yeah.
Hey. I'll stand at the entrance or when you come up the ramp up into the stands, and him and I'll sit there. And we'll just go off back and forth. Just keep on, you know, razzing each other, and then I end up giving up and walking away because I have nothing. Nothing left.
Yeah.
And so like, well, I gotta go back to work. Oh yeah, you better do that.
Yeah.
Like,
do something.
Yeah, go do something.
Put gas in your van.
Yeah. My poor van. Yeah. He's like, you're gonna take that out of there? I was like, yeah, I'd love to get it over to the shop sometime. And
I don't put mag wheels on that baby.
And wrap it.
And wrap it.
Yeah, he wants to wrap it too. Yeah.
I think we should.
Like you that. Should.
We need to
wrap
we need
it just
a,
like
that'd
the
be
can.
Pretty cool.
Like
or let's get him like the Boring Boy shirts.
That should be nice,
just
too.
Big, ugly mugs right on the back
hood.
Of that thing. Yeah, there you go.
Right on the
there
hood.
You go.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Obergons. Hi from my favorite people, from Christopher Obergon. Thanks for texting and watching in. Now, Robin, you do a lot of NLRA stuff. You've been involved with NLRA for a long time. What do you do with those guys?
Oh, man.
What, do you think you were going to come in here and not talk or what?
Yep. I just wanted to watch you all.
I just was in here for the boring. I was just in here for the boring beer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic.
I can't believe how shy I am, though.
Right. Yeah.
I'm normally shy.
I
have
wouldn't.
A hard time talking.
I thought for sure that you wouldn't say anything coming in here.
Well,
you get all red faced and just shut up. But no.
Red face, not though, right?
You're red faced, for sure.
To hear him at Simon's.
But that's just because the lights are hot.
It's warm in here.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the lights are hot.
It's
hot.
Yeah. It's hot flashes.
Well, that happens. You know, you are
the
old.
Guys?
You are old.
No way.
Yeah,
I got Google it on my Fitbit. You asked.
Yeah.
You
I,
asked.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
Hey, you should see the West Bleachers. For all you fans that sit in the West Bleachers.
Did you get those up?
We're getting there.
Are
we
you?
Got section B. We're all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Looks I'm going to have to go take a sit down there. You might have to go sit down there tomorrow night and interact a little bit.
No, I usually do interact a little bit over there.
I know.
You
especially
do?
If it's, I kind of get around a little bit.
No,
it doesn't look like I walk a lot on Friday nights, but I do.
No, that's when Roblick hits the wall, you go over that way.
That's usually when I go over and check it out, yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Roberts?
Back to Robin, though. What's your question? Yeah, Robin, your question.
Tommy's having fun over here.
Yeah, I know.
See? Now you're all like, oh, no.
And he was all worried about coming on the show today.
This is awesome. Right? I'm having so much
this
fun.
This is great.
You could walk into Simonson's in the morning, and the first thing you hear him before you walk in.
Yeah.
What? And then he talks and talks and talks, and I say, okay, I got to go to work. And then he tries thinking, well, I'm not going to be able to say much.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on, Tommy. Some of us know you better than you think.
Yeah. Yeah. If you walk by him and he doesn't say anything,
something's up.
Something's up.
Something's up.
Something's up.
Either get serious.
Either somebody broke something or something's not working. So,
another good news.
Uh-oh.
Are you guys sitting down?
I hope you're getting your answer for your questions, because we're going to get right back to you here.
I'm good. I'm sorry. Are we hogging the show?
You can hog all you want. I have no problem with
that. I want more good news, please, sir.
There's not too many gophers out there.
Oh, no.
I'm what? Serious.
I was hoping I was going to get my chance out there.
Well, there's three of them.
Oh, did they just move on or something like that?
Tommy took care of him.
Oh, good. Yep. Made a move.
Shotgun Willie sitting around in his underwear.
I don't know if I'd want to see that. That already just stains my brain.
Could you see Tommy out there, you know, in a lawn chair in his underwear shooting gophers?
With a flip phone?
Yeah, with a flip phone.
Yep.
Yep. I could see it.
I could see it.
Me too.
Yeah, I could see it.
With my training bra?
The man's ear.
Oh, you missed that part.
The bro. Yeah, that was before you got here, Chad. Sometimes it's a good thing that you don't get here till late.
Tommy wearing a bro.
Well, Friday nights, it's a sports bro.
Oh, it's a sports bro?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Sure.
That keeps everything high and tight, right?
Yeah. Well, it helps when you run.
Yeah.
If it doesn't knock you out.
It's
terrible. It's a frightening situation.
Yeah. Right. One day
I got hit in the chin and went right around.
Did it?
Yes.
Knocked you. Ass over tea kettle. Oh, huh?
Yeah, that thing. Yeah. I think I kissed it when I was going around.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that happens.
It was very.
How'd your back feel after?
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that's great. Yes. That's great.
How are you?
Oh, I'm.
Okay. I might have to turn their volumes down.
Oh, this is awesome.
Sorry. Must have been that COVID shot yesterday.
Oh, it had to have been. Probably why your boobs are getting bigger. Hey, the COVID shot.
Doogie says you want to mess with him, send him an emoji.
Doogie not listening, is he?
Yeah.
And I was going to talk about him.
Doogie always listens.
Doogie's a good. There. Have you seen their track?
No.
I was out there. Well, last time I was there was Test and Tune.
That Doogie's got a lot of pressure on him.
Oh, I know he does.
Oh,
I know
I would not want his job.
No.
I would not want Scott's job.
Yep.
No. Tommy likes his little job that he's got.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, River City Speedway voted raciest track on the planet here a couple of years back. I believe it's a four-year award. You only get it every 4 years,
really?
I think. River City Speedway got it. That tells you something right there about Doogie and Marty and all those guys that work on the track.
Yeah, you bet.
They do a fantastic job.
Yep. Yes.
I mean, best, closest, fastest World of Outlaw sprint car races in history, I think we're all achieved right here at River City Speedway.
Right.
I mean, that's got to tell you something right there. They do a fantastic
job. Well, all four of those guys. You got Marty and Doogie and Rugi and
Tony.
And Tony. Yep. I mean, all four of them work their tails off down there, and they're a great team.
Yeah. They work together.
They work together. Yeah. They talk about what changes they need to make during the races. Mm-hmm. I'm down there with them. It's just neat to watch them. The process of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they see something wrong on the track, well, do we have time? You know, and then they'll radio up and usually try to work it away so where they can get some time in. They want to make sure the track is racy, not only for the race cars themselves, but a good show for the fans.
Yeah.
Because that's what brings people back.
And that's why we're all there.
Yeah, right. And we talk about this all the time is, you know, the older generation of race fans, and unfortunately, are dwindling away. No offense, Tommy. We got to get those newer generation kids in there to excite that.
Mm-hmm.
I
got a shorter out there.
You didn't hear me?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll catch on the replay on your phone.
we'll share meatballs later.
I don't know about this meatball thing.
That is so cool. You'd have the right track prep crew is a
poo.
You said poo last time. Is a very successful thing to have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in our area.
And it's getting to be, too, where we're all one team now.
Yeah.
Yes. Doogie and me and the cleaning crew and
concessions, flag people, everybody behind the scenes.
Yep.
They're all over the place. I mean, you know, we got Donnie and the guys back in the pits and all of that stuff. But that's what makes this show go.
Yep.
It, you don't just show up and watch and they race and everything goes, you know, great. A lot of people, you know, behind the scenes that make this work. Now I'm going to finally get back to this question.
So how are you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm the new host.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah. I work for Ding Dongs.
When Roberts is gone, you could replace him.
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no,
no. No, that,
look at Chad.
That really, that wouldn't work.
That would be, yeah.
Because after this, I got to go to psychiatry.
That would be, yeah.
Again?
That would be very bad news.
I had a session this morning.
You had a session this morning? No, obviously, it was not long enough.
No, it wasn't.
No, yeah.
He had to leave to come here.
Yeah.
Something about my shoes smelling or something. I don't know. Yeah. Because she was talking about
Well, your shoes are smelling? Asked,
yeah. Is that why you left them outside?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering what the stench was.
My shoes.
Oh, your shoes.
My shoes.
Oh, your shoes. Okay, say, back to Robin.
Where were you born? Can you tell you what we're going to do at the Speedway?
I want to get back to my question.
Oh, my goodness.
This is amazing.
You have...
Will this help?
Okay. We don't even need to talk. We can just sit and laugh.
Right?
We got it. Hey.
Oh, fist bump.
Yeah. Hey, can I say one serious thing before we get off this thing?
Yeah.
Blair Hillerud.
Okay.
That's all I'll just say. A great prayer for him. Keeping him in our minds.
Yep. He's a part of SNS.
Well, yep. SNS. Yep.
SLS.
Yep. He's been fighting COVID for 5-6 months or something like that, and miss him.
Now, does he sit up in the booth with us?
No. Larry takes care of the track.
He's track guru down there.
Right, okay.
I mean.
Yeah, he's one. What a special guy.
Yeah, every once in a while, you know, the Outlaws in him will say, you know, you guys really should kind of do this or change this a little bit. And whenever you see major work done on the Speedway, mm-hmm. as far as the track itself goes, a lot of it comes out of those guys. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you know, this is way it should. And they always get it right.
And what's cool about it, Doogie goes along with it. Mm-hmm. And he, how would you say it? He sucks the information out of
it. Yeah, and puts his spin on it, too.
And, you know, I asked Doogie one day, I said, do you get offended when Larry comes here and basically takes over his track? He said, no. Look at the knowledge that guy got.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It never hurts to learn. No matter how much you know, you can always learn more.
You don't know everything.
Right, right.
Well.
No.
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 Close?
I would say, yeah, you're there. You're close.
Hey, get this. I can turn on the light switch.
Get a smartphone. You'll be closer.
Yeah, get a
I had two. Yeah. I had two, and I was going down to Sturgis, right?
Yeah.
And I was trying to answer it. And it was, you know.
Yeah.
It almost went out the window. I was so mad. Broke that one. Got another one. I was at work. I was a truck jockey. I worked there at the end of my career. And I said, wow, this is cool. I can watch Hughes on my phone. Well, pretty soon the wife called me and says, well, where did all our data go? I said, I don't know. Is that something you cook in the kitchen or? I don't know.
Yeah, you used all your data watching racing.
Yeah, so I went back to flip phone.
It's called unlimited.
All right, I'm gonna stop and you can talk to, you can do
Robin Anderson is here.
No, that's okay. I don't need to be here.
Yes, you do.
I'm just here.
You do a lot of stuff with NLRA,
drink.
Which is the Late Model Association, the local late model, Northern Late Model Racing Association. Yes. What do you do with the NLRA?
Well, I'm the secretary treasurer.
Okay.
So I take all the guys' membership money, take all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Also do the lineups and help when we go out of town racing with that, as far as making sure, you know, our rules are being followed by the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Rules, I mean, we follow by ZOTA anyway, but I don't know, yeah.
Do you have to field, and I'm going to ask you both of this, you from River City Speedway, River City Speedway and NLRA, do you field a lot of complaints? Do people call you if they've got a bitch about something? Is it like, well, I'll just call Robin Anderson and complain to her? Do you get a lot of that or not?
I don't get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Does it happen? Sure. You'll get a call or you get a text, you know.
Yeah.
Just a couple things or something if something happens, you know, but
mm-hmm.
not a lot.
Okay. How about you? People complain to you, Tommy? Anything at River City Speedway? Do they ever?
No.
Are you the whipping post?
Not really.
Okay.
No. Do they ever come up to, like, I was always wondering, do they come up to you and be like, I wish you guys could do this, or I wish you...
Oh, you get suggestions once in a while, but it's not bitching.
Right.
You know, it's... And that I'd accept. I mean, give me some ideas.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
I mean, it's River City Speedway, not Daytona.
Yeah.
I mean, no, 100%. I mean, you can wish in one hand and poop in the other hand, and at the end of the day, well, what do you have, you know?
And look, the upkeep. Yeah, he said poop again. Yeah. The upkeep on this place is way.
It's continuous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got two guys up there now putting more bleachers down and stuff like that. Kevin Mullen and Joey Canelli.
Mm-hmm.
Two good little guys, boy.
Yeah.
Gosh, I lucked out when I got them too.
Canelli, did he used to play hockey?
Yeah, he still does.
Central kid, I believe.
His grandpa used to own GFG on the east side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. But, we got to take a quick break here.
Oh, we better.
Dirty Thursday brought to you by River City Speedway with the Bullring Boys and Robin Anderson and Tommy Hoffland on the show today.
Yeah.
You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done like yesterday, all right? And when it comes time for an oil change, you're thinking to myself, well, I don't have enough time. But I tell you what, if you go to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, you do have enough time. When I go there, I pull up to the door. I don't even have to get out of my truck. They wave me right in. They change my oil. And while they're doing that, they top off my fluids. They check my tires, my battery, my lights, my wipers, my cabin air filter. I love the place. I'm in and out of there. Also, you'll get discounts for fleets and the military. They can text and email invoices and coupons, and make sure you mention GFBS and get $10 off your oil change. They also do tranny and coolant flushes, too, so check them out. They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available if you live in Grand Forks. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, if you want a complete oil change and more, 3325 South 38th Street, or you can call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Here we are back again on a Dirty Thursday, brought to you by the River City Speedway. A couple of texts I want to look at. We were talking about the shooting gophers thing. Heather says, isn't that what all of us in the racing business do, sit and drink beer, shoot gophers? I wish. Wouldn't that be nice? Could I see it? I haven't seen it. Shutters, Marty. Heather, racetrack working 101. Get real familiar with your shotgun. Gopher hunting becomes unnecessary on the off days. Connie, how about Connie? You keep talking up those track prep guys, and their heads will get as big as Tommy's hair.
What? Do that.
What? What? Oh, wait.
Yeah,
let's do one of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Liebert,
Tommy. I almost got feelings.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah, I saw it, but then your soul left your body anyway.
Almost.
So my soul.
Yeah, it was gone.
Jeff Liebrick says, Tommy needs those DAC rat bombs we use at the airbase.
Well, give me some.
John Biergard, Larry's one of the best guys I've ever met. Lots of respect to him as well. Prayers to you, Larry. Much love and respect.
Yeah.
Jeff, again, how many of those boring brews have you all had already?
I wish I could honestly say I had some, and I haven't had any.
No, and this is my first.
And this is just, it's been an awesome show so far.
It's called Roll Your Own.
Yeah.
This is my first. I'm not going to mention the Busch Lights before.
Yeah. I got a question, though.
Hold on.
Okay.
Al Bean says, don't give Tom a gun. Okay, what?
Could you tell me who drives that car?
Well, Mark Dobmeier used to.
We did?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. You like that?
You fit in there?
Oh, my goodness.
He fits in there.
That's a dad joke.
Jeff Liebrick says, Tommy phone does tricks. It flips. What the heck is
Oh, my.
I like it.
It's a flip Liebrick. Phone.
Keep her coming. Keep her coming.
All right.
So when you look at the racetrack in general for like those bleachers, will they be ready to go for World of Outlaws?
We are trying, but I really don't think so.
Right.
Not all of them. Because now starting, well, we lose Monday.
Yep.
Holiday. I'll be out there doing something.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the week, it just balls to the walls. We got to get her done. We got to get everything chalked off, roped off. And there again, I got some volunteer people like Roger and Linda and Glenn, and people just come in. What can I do?
What's the big difference from do like normal race week than the World of Outlaw week, be it late model or sprints?
Sprints is just chaos.
Yeah.
But when you get done, I mean, you know, there again, you got to do all the parking. Mm-hmm. You got to get parking
people. Everything is completely different.
Oh, it's just nuts. But when you get done and you're sitting up in the stands and everybody's having a blast, and you're sitting there watching everybody. Mm-hmm. That's the reward.
You know, and when the World of Outlaw sprint cars roll into town, I remember going up to the booth last year because it's you never know what it's going to look like when you walk in there when these guys are here. And then their officials start showing up, and they're like, wow, you guys getting more and more people up here every year. And I said, well, no, it's the same amount of people that have been here every year up in this booth. You guys keep bringing more and more equipment and putting in here. And it gets pretty dang crowded up there when the Outlaws are here.
Yeah, you have your one section you sit, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. And then, you know, you switch off with Johnny Gibson and the guys. And gosh, but it's so much fun when the Outlaws are here.
It is.
And one thing I really like about it is they usually will get here early. So you can actually, if you know where these guys hang out, if you know where they're golfing at, if you know where Johnny Gibson's motorhome is, you can go pound on the door. Oh, yeah. I learned so much last year. I sat and visited with Johnny for a while in his motorhome, and hell of a guitar player. I mean, the guy's got mad musical talent. It's unreal. And I've known who this guy is my whole life, but I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, he walks over to the little racetrack. Mm-hmm,
the go-kart track, yeah.
He announces.
Yeah.
I mean, what a guy.
I mean, how cool is that for these kid kart racers to have Johnny Gibson shouting out the play-by-play? I mean, that is cool. Now, we talk about the World of Outlaws coming next week. The main thing is right now, Tommy, tomorrow night. We always know, I mean, I've been involved with the racetrack here now for a long time. If the glitches are going to be there, you hopefully get rid of them tomorrow night.
Yep.
And people can maybe expect something to go wrong, but usually in the last few years, it's been spot on.
Yeah. We've been pretty fortunate. The test and tune gives us a good test.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get the lights and the traffic. Well, there again, an hour before the test and tune, the back traffic light broke.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then we had to rewire that for at least have yellow lights out there and stuff, you know.
And you know, we talk every year because it's happened before with this winter and spring being the way it is. Sometimes we might not get to start till the Outlaws are here, and that's something we all do not want to happen. Oh, right. We want to get a show in. Yeah. We want to get a regular show in before the Outlaws come. Yeah. That way, all the tweaks and all the twerks and all the whatever you want to call them, the isms are taken care of, and we put on the show for the fans.
And that's what it's all about. That's why we go out there early in the morning. You go home and you know, like my wife. She doesn't see me all summer.
I didn't even know you were married.
Oh, yeah. I pay her enough. Okay. What the heck? No, I got it. I'm pretty fortunate. I got a good wife.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of lucky that way.
God.
With you, Robin, I know you're probably a little nervous because a lot has been added to your plate for this year. It might take you a little bit of time, but are you nervous at all about tomorrow night? Because you've been doing this for a long time, too.
Not really. Yeah, I mean, it'll be a different, you know, just different schedule in general. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, I don't think it'll be too bad.
Are you still gonna have time to have a cold one with us?
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Right. If you don't know, Robin is one of the people I see when I go into the pits. You're usually back in the pit box there, letting people in and out, and you and a couple other people. But are you still going to be there when the race car drivers first show up?
Yes. Okay. I will be the one opening the back gate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's always, will be starting there.
You're the first face they see.
Well.
At the back gate.
Yeah. At the back gate, yeah. Maybe not. Oh, they'll see you.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Wow. He's miming now because we don't want to give him the microphone anymore.
Well, according to Al Veen, Tom is still a sick man.
You got to be to do this.
Kaylee says he does a four-wide salute for a chosen class at Karts 2. Neat experience for the kids. Scotty Iverson, you guys need Tommy and Steven on one of your shows. You want to come back with Jesus?
We almost got through a whole show without naming his name.
Yeah, I know.
It was that close.
Yeah.
Why?
Is it like
every morning when I get out of bed, I talk to God. So.
Yeah? Yeah. Is he up?
Because
most times when you and I get up, Tommy, Steven's not.
Well,
he probably just went to bed a half hour before we get up. But those guys are all fun to have on the show. You know, we got to give a shout out to Steven. He's filled in a few times. Amanda Joe.
Yep.
They do a great job. And again, it's just all of these people that are involved with putting on a weekly show at any given racetrack. I know Heather had mentioned, boy, it sure would be nice. She's envious of the fact that you actually get some volunteer help over there.
Oh, it's
Steven,
remarkable.
Steven, yeah. I'm up.
There he is, buddy.
Superior Customs.
Have you heard the word of God today?
We just did.
Yeah,
I want to know what Superior Customs is.
He just said it. I'm up.
See, now, if you had one of those phones.
You just turned that the wrong way.
Kevin says our first night will be the Outlaws graduation to go to this weekend. I'm so ready to get there to watch. River Cities puts on a great show every week. And, you know, these are the kind of texts we get all the time. And you know, I don't get to relay that to you or Robin. And I talk to Robin all the time, but I tend to forget about these texts. But when you hear these kind of things, it makes you feel like we're doing a good job. We're doing what we're supposed to do. We're trying to make this a family fun night. We're trying to get in and out of here as soon as we can, and we're going to give the people a bang for their bucks. And I think everybody that is employed by River City Speedway needs a round of applause.
Yep.
I think every single one of them do.
Yep.
They do a fantastic job.
I agree.
Yep.
Oh, Mike's final business. Okay, now I know what he's talking about.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. Yep.
Well, I'm still out there.
Yeah. Jeff says, do a show with all Tom's. With all the Toms and beer and see how that goes.
All the Toms
and beers. How many Toms are out there?
Tom Corcoran. Me.
Oh, yeah. We could get a bunch of them.
Tom Eglund.
Tom Eglund. Oh, my God. Yeah, but Tommy doesn't drink.
Well, do I?
He doesn't drink.
Well, that's just more for me.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't drink, because I know you guys can't afford it.
He nailed it.
I'm here for you guys.
He nailed it. Wrong one.
Wrong one.
This one. Yeah. Not that one either. Which one do I want to do?
The drum one. Next one down. There it is.
I got too many of them, and they're fading.
The three Toms would be a good show.
That would be fun.
The three Toms, yeah.
That would be.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Three T. Tommy Turtles.
I wouldn't have to be here. You would have to just monitor everybody.
No, I'd be there.
Yeah, you can sit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you would have to just make sure everything was good.
That and make sure somebody's here to pick us up for the ride home.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Was coming on this bad for you? I know you were kind of nerdy about it.
I don't really like this. But
Was it that bad?
Oh, yeah, it's frightening. Couldn't you tell?
Yeah, I could tell. You're just frightened.
He's a duck. My back is just sweating.
He's a duck on the pond.
He's a quack.
With a sweaty back.
Yeah, his legs on the table are just moving back and forth like crazy. He's just shaking.
Well, I tell you what, honest to God, this morning I got out of bed.
Yeah.
Get dressed.
Yeah.
Walked out.
That's usually what happens.
Well, sometimes.
At least he got dressed.
At least he got dressed.
Yeah. Got halfway to Simonson's, had to go home.
Oh. I did the same thing this morning.
Yeah. Underwear's on backwards. That's frightening.
That's frightening. Things bounding up in the back. You can't get it.
I actually forgot my damn phone, so I had to go back to work.
How's your day?
We could
not quite like yours.
Tommy's wearing a thong this morning.
I feel like I'm like watching a Cheech and Chong movie here, where we're just everybody's laughing like they just got done pink elephanting in your van or something.
Oh my gosh!
I do want to mention one more text before we get going. Yeah. John says you'll fit right in with the Bullring Boys, Tommy. Daryl works. Thank great you. Show, boys, and Robin. Good laps. Tommy, fun guy. Looking forward to some of those brews and pick up a Bullring Boys shirt. River City Speedway, first class operation. See you soon. Maybe tomorrow for sure, Outlaws. Daryl, I hope we get to see you tomorrow. It's been a couple of years, man. I really, really miss our friends from the North.
Yeah.
They're great. And Al Bean says, you guys do a wonderful job at River City Speedway. And that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, you said it right there. That makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
You don't get to hear it enough.
Right.
But
your 10-hour days at the racetrack, and especially like the World of Outlaw, like you said, when you see the kids smiling and kids having fun. Yeah. That makes happy. Yeah. That's happiness for me.
It, yeah.
Because that's the new people you want to attract.
Yeah. And a lot of the times, if you hear any interaction from the fans, it's because they got a complaint about something.
Yep.
You being an announcer, me being an announcer, it seems like we're the guys that are supposed to have the answers for everything.
Yeah.
And I don't.
No.
I mean, I was telling Tommy before we went on, I said, you know what? I'm usually one of the last guys to find anything out. And he says, no, you're not. I am. I said, okay, so I'm the second to last guy to find everything out. But we don't have the answers for everything, but we definitely try. If I can't answer a question, I might call Tommy. You know, I might call you. I might call Darren or Brad and say, hey, you know, these people have this question.
Right.
And I'm just hoping we can answer it. And you know what? Most of the time, the fans or whoever has the question, they walk away satisfied.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
And that's what matters. And I think the one fun part for you and I would be is, you know, sometimes when we have those birthdays, we had a girl last year came up for a birthday. We sat next to her and sang to her. I mean, those kind of things, we do put on a little bit of a circus atmosphere, and it's only just for fun, family entertainment.
Yep, you want to keep it rolling all the time.
Yeah, so if the track is down and we're working on something, you can bet that I'm walking around trying to find something funny to talk about, or John and I are going back and forth, which we do a lot. And it's just so fun to have the atmosphere that we do.
We're fortunate.
Yes, and I agree with that.
I mean, we're trying to get things better and better every year.
Yep.
You know, facilities-wise.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get it one day.
I think it's always going to need work. You're never going to stop.
Keep polishing turds, always a turd.
That's right. that's right.
A 100-year-old turd.
But who else?
Is that free?
That's free. Oh, turd's free.
Turd's free.
But who else in racing in North Dakota can say that they have the venue that we have?
Nobody.
You know what I mean? Besides the State Fair Center, you know, they can fit so many people on that one. But, you know, we have sprints and late models every weekend, for the most part.
Yep, B-Mods.
B-Mods. We have two World of Outlaws sprint car races. There's no other track in North Dakota that has that.
Yeah.
You know, we have World of Outlaws late models.
And run late models with the World of Outlaws sprint cars.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't hear that.
You don't hear that stuff. And we're so fortunate. And we thank the fans and all of us thank everybody for keeping us employed.
Yeah. You know? So, you get paid?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's one of the lucky ones. And, you know, we're very fortunate because of all the bull rings around the United States and North America.
Yeah.
They're not all big.
No.
They all put on a weekly show. They all put on the best show they possibly can. We're lucky enough we have a bull ring that's got a bigger grandstand where we can do these outlaw shows and things like that. So, I mean, we've got the best of all worlds. Tommy does an amazing job. From Scotty, Billy Schwinner, John Roberts, and Chad Hoff, we can say it's race day tomorrow.
Yay! Yeah. Rock.
There we go.
Hey. You'll see smiling faces everywhere, I promise you.
All right, one last question for everybody. Robin, are you glad you came?
Yeah.
Am I taking you away from bingo?
I think you got a good laugh.
Not yet.
Not yet?
It doesn't start quite yet.
We'll get you out of here in time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. You know, we see you every day here at work, Monday through Friday. It's kind of nice to get away in a different, you know, place.
Yeah. Environment.
Where things are different. And the racetrack is kind of our happy place.
It is your home in the summertime.
Yeah. That's definitely like a stress reliever place for me.
Yeah, it is.
You have a bad day, I can go put on a smile there and actually have a good time, you know. You have a crap day at work that week or even that day. Every Friday's kind of busy at the shop sometimes. And to go and see you guys and smile and have jokes, I mean, that just makes it that much better.
And then the fans.
The fans.
We got most unbelievable fans.
Oh, we do. We do. Yeah, race fans are the most passionate fans. But I've always said this. Our race fans are so passionate. They're almost as passionate as any Canadian fan about any sport. I've been involved with the World Juniors. I've been involved with the World Curling Tournament and, of course, dirt track racing. And the Canadian fans, they always take it one little step above, one little notch above. It's like, wow, I thought I was something, and I can't keep up with you guys.
Right.
I remember the rainout one year. We got I took a whole group. I just met these guys, whole van full or a whole car full, and I brought them out to Dobmeyer's race shop.
Oh,
still remember at that time who he was partnered up with. The guy looks at me and he goes, would you just stop at the mission and pick these guys up or what? And we ended up having a wonderful time. I mean, it was a blast. And then I ended up dropping. We go down to another bar, the KC Club that used to be open downtown. And I just told him, I said, you guys are on your own now. So they got a cab or they hailed a ride with somebody back to the Speedway. But and that's how it all started with me and being friends with these Canadians. And gosh, we miss the hell out of them.
Yeah, we do.
Bring you guys. Back. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. Robin, thank you. Tommy, thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice job. I was very proud of you today.
Nice to meet you.
I'm going to tell you right now that the odds are you will probably both be back on the show again at one time, okay?
My goodness, yes.
What? So,
You said one time, Tommy. Please come on. I ain't got nobody.
I don't think I said one time. I just wanted him on. Chad Hoff, boring brother.
Good to see you. I can't wait to be on the track tomorrow,
Mike. Yeah, remind me, too. I got a tote full of shirts I got to drop off tomorrow. They're in my garage.
Okay.
So, all right. There we go. You guys, again, thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
See you guys tomorrow. Yeah, kick it off tomorrow. Well, the Bullring Boys, along with Robin Anderson and Tommy Hoffman. There we go. Show to the way, by the way, today. Brought to you by Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. By the way, Rumors looking to hire part-time servers and cooks. Stop in to find out more. If you're wondering where Rumors Sports Bar and Casino is, Robin knows. So do I. It's right across the hall here in the Grand Cities Mall.
Ready.
Mondays, DJ Trivia Night. What do they got going on today? Thursday, Hot Hamburger. That's for their express lunch with smothered French fries and smothered in gravy. Only $6 today. Maybe you want to go in for the dinner specials from 5 to 11. $5, any sandwich with fries. Wall-to-wall TVs. Go watch the Twins. Go watch whatever you want. Rumors Sports Bar, Casino, BT, Jake, Scotty, the whole crew. We love those guys. Hawaii, by the way, Wes Hollywood Irwin with the Outlaws. Going to be on
Living Like next Outlaws. Week. That's
yeah,
cool.
With the Outlaws and Living Like Outlaws. Going to be on Dirty Thursday next week. Can't love wait it. To see him. And thanks to Kaylee for hooking us up with Wes next week. They're going to be in here, too. So it'll be Wes, Kaylee, your daughter, your father. There's going to be a full crew in here. I can't wait. Make sure to check out the Best Forking Sports Arena show tonight with Bill and Monty and the rest of the gang at 6:30. I'll catch you tomorrow morning or tomorrow night at the River City Speedway, all right? There we go. Dirty Thursday brought to you by River City Speedway. Remember, everybody, to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean, a chance for you to win all kinds of stuff. Grand Forks, awesome place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.